Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 6. Lactating Mothers. Lactating parents, those who are producing breast milk after the birth of a child, are entitled to certain accommodations from the employer. The Fair Labor Standards Act, as amended in 2010, requires employers to provide basic accommodations for lactating employees. Your organization should have a lactation accommodation policy. Lactation accommodation policy. Your organization should have a formal lactation accommodation policy. The FLSA stipulates that the basic accommodations for lactating employees are that they be given an appropriate space and appropriate time to express breast milk while at work, for up to 1 year after the child's birth. State laws and union regulations may call for other accommodations, so it is important to be familiar with what is required in your specific situation. Your policy should state where the designated lactation space is,
created with free version for non-commercial use,
and what amenities are provided. It should also state the procedure for reserving the space, the length of the allowed breaks, and whether lactation breaks will be paid or unpaid. Space in the workplace. Employers must provide an appropriate space for lactating employees to express breast milk. This space cannot be in a restroom. Most organizations set aside an empty office or other space specifically for lactating employees. Workplaces with little extra space may provide access to a manager's office or other space that can afford privacy. The lactation space should have a chair and a flat surface on which the employee can place a breast pump. Access to a refrigerator, whether in the lactation space or in another space, should be provided as well. There should be a clear procedure for reserving the lactation space, especially if it is a shared space such as an office. Break time. Employers must provide adequate break time for lactating employees to express breast milk. The breaks may be unpaid unless state law or union policies stipulate that they must be paid. In crafting a lactation policy, employers should specify how long of a break is allowed. 20 minutes is a common length. The policy should also outline whether and how the employee needs to record lactation breaks on their time card or other log, if applicable. Lactation accommodation exemptions. All organizations with 50 or more employees must comply with the FSLA requirements for lactation accommodation. Organizations with fewer than 50 employees are exempt from lactation accommodations if they can provide that complying with the FLSA will be an undue hardship. Gaining an undue hardship exemption is typically difficult because there are many innovative and creative ways to comply with the law, such as giving lactating employees access to a manager's office at designated times,
created with free version for non-commercial use,
or even working with another nearby workplace to provide shared space. Organizations are asked to explore a variety of solutions before applying for an exemption. Case study. Ellen, Juan, and Sam are tasked with creating a lactation accommodation policy for their organization. Their previously very small organization has grown, and they have a colleague who will soon return from maternity leave. Ellen asks where their colleague will be given space to express milk. Sam suggests the accessible restroom, which is made for one person and affords privacy and access to a sink for washing the parts of the breast pump. Juan agrees that this might be a good solution, as their office is otherwise very small, and there are no empty offices that can be set aside. Ellen explains that a restroom, even a private one, is not an appropriate place for pumping breast milk. She stresses that per the policy around lactation accommodations, employees must be provided a place to pump that is
not a bathroom. Created with free version for non-commercial
use. She acknowledges that there isn't a lot of extra space, but asks her colleagues to think creatively. Remember, she says, there doesn't have to be a dedicated lactation space. Maybe we could find an office that affords privacy and work out a schedule so that Chelsea can pump there. The three of them brainstorm for a few minutes and come up with a solution. Ellen will offer her office to Chelsea when she returns, since it is private when the door is shut. She will work out a schedule with Chelsea and will vacate her office during the times Chelsea needs to pump. The three agree that this was a good solution and wrote it into the policy. They agree to revisit the policy as the organization grows and different space becomes available.
created with free version for non-commercial use.